Lagos, you're welcome. I'm Sharif Quadri. We're live from our studios here on Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. And this morning, let's talk about the blue and red rail lines, because I'm going to be having a conversation with LAMATA, the Lagos Metropolitan Area Transport Authority, LAMATA, on the current stage of this project. Lagosians have been asking different questions as regards to development in that space. Now, let me quickly bring in my guest because of time and where we're going with this conversation. My guest this morning is Engineer Abimbola Akinajo. She's the Managing Director of Lagos Metropolitan Area Transport Authority, LAMATA, as appointed by Governor Sanwo-Olu back in 2019. Let me tell you something about her. She has extensive experience in consulting, and she also has this extensive experience in rail industry, especially in the United Kingdom, where she worked for 20 years and delivered many high-profile rail infrastructure projects, including a major London Underground Rail Bridge replacement project. She also worked on the Connect project, implementation of updated communication systems on the entire London Underground system. She also was part of the team that worked on upgrading the Blackfriars stations for the Thames Link project, the East London Line project handover, and London Overground Interface project, among others. So she's rich when it comes to this sort of conversation. She earned a BSc in civil engineering from the University of Lagos, Nigeria, after which she proceeded to the UK, where she started her engineering career. Engineer Akinajo is a member of an institution of civil engineers, MICE, Council for the Regulation of Engineering in Nigeria, CURIN, and Nigerian Society of Engineers, NSE. Engineer, good morning to you, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Hello, good morning, and thank you for having me.
How you doing, ma'am?
Fine, thank you. You?
Yes, I'm good. I'm okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just the heat is somehow lately. But we're glad that you've found time to join us this morning out of it, because we understand that you're a busy person, and we're glad that you give us this time to interact with you and for Lagos to hear from you. Let's start from this. The moment we lift this off, then we'll go into our main conversation. That view that trended the other day, what's the real picture? What's the true? What's the story behind it?
Well, I think for us to understand what the state is doing, and for Lagosians to really key into the project and just leave mischief making alone. Because really, actually, when you look at that picture, it's obvious that you had a picture showing four people pushing a train and somebody going on and on about how, oh, this is what they're saying, the train has broken down. Obviously, four people cannot push a train. That much, I think, every right-thinking Nigerian will know. So we can see that it was a mischief-seeking information. We have been carrying passengers non-paying to ensure that we test our infrastructure, and we've done over 15,000. We've carried over 15,000 passengers, and we're continuing to do it. Today, there's a test ride going on in Marina, and that is what we will continue to do. So sometimes you just have to choose not to be distracted by means that really add nothing to the development of the state. And I think that's where we are in LAMATA.
Fantastic. Let's talk about the testing ongoing. When did this testing start, and how long will it be for?
So we've started to test earnestly with passengers at least, I think, the first week in February, I think maybe the second. Anyway, we've done it for over 6 weeks now.
Okay.
And part of what we must do in the testing that will allow us to eventually get to commercial passenger operations is to ensure that our infrastructure, both the rolling or the operational infrastructure and the fixed infrastructure, sync well and everything is working well. And as part of the safety requirements before you get into operations as well, we have a responsibility to have done nothing less than 3,000 kilometers of rail testing. Mm. And that's what we're doing now. We're hoping that by the end of April, we will review our position from the safety standard requirements, the operational standard requirements, and what we've done, and see how we can move ourselves forward. So from sort of like May, we should be looking at the possibility of at least easing ourselves into full-time commercial operations. Maybe not deploy all of what we can just to ensure that we meet that system, but we're working quickly towards that position.
Indeed. Now, I'm going to stay on this testing so that our people can have the right context as to what you mean when you say you're testing. So do you test with passengers that you pick at random, or are invited passengers on board, or no passengers at all?
So when we started without passengers. Now we're doing with passengers. And when we started with passengers, we wrote to organizations, schools, universities, churches, mosques. We invited market women and market men, all those sorts of sectors, various sectors. We also invited corporate bodies for the testing. After that, we put out a Lamata info email address, and we asked Nigerians to register their interest to go on the... So that was the second phase of the testing, where we sort of asked any Nigerian that had an interest in taking a test ride with us to just respond or put an email into that. And what we've done from there is to regularly pick from the numbers of people who have expressed interest. And that we're still doing. We stopped that for a while, but we stopped that thing last week, but we resumed it now to ensure we meet this kilometer mileage that we have to sort of mandatorily ensure that we meet before we can really and truly go into commercial operation. So for us, we've taken hordes of school children. We've taken from primary school all the way to tertiary institutions, University of Lagos. Lastly, students have come. We've taken engineering societies, Association of Professional Women Engineers have come, Nigerian Society of Engineers have come, the council, not current, but their consulting bodies have also come. So we have tried to ensure that we encapsulate the wider population of Lagos to try and get them into the system, get them familiarized with what we're doing, and ensure that we sensitize as many people as possible. And what we found most useful is that email, that a lot of people have come through that, and we picked them up, and they've come to the station, and they've gone on the ride, and they've just gone. So at least regular Nigerians have the opportunity without us having to invite them. We've had a number of people, and that has really been useful, the fact that we've not only had the students have been really excited, especially the younger ones. We've had primary school children, we've had secondary school children who have come in the numbers on the train rides. And, you know, it's really been good, and it's been fantastic watching Nigerians embrace what is coming.
Let's talk about what is coming. I understand this project is in phases. Could you explain the phase one and the other phases, if possible, and where work is currently right now on phase one? Immediately the testing, is it that immediately testings are done and we're done with the testing? We go full commercial on phase one, or we have to wait for phase two before we can go full commercial on phase one?
Okay, so phase one, which we've done, which is from Marina to Mile 2, and we have Marina National Theatre, Igamo, Alaba, and Mile 2 as the stations that have been completed. Once testing is done, we will roll into commercial operations, and that was always the plan. And it's normal, it's usual in rail infrastructure development or rail system development, that you will do them in phases and ensure that you can at least operate the first phase whilst you go into construction of the second. So to that end, we have adequacy of infrastructure to support operations for the first phase, and that is what will happen. Once we're done with testing, we will begin to pick passengers, commercial passengers, and now Nigerians will have to pay to get on the service. The second phase of it is that which goes from Alakija all the way to Okokomaiko. And that's, so the first phase is about 13 kilometers, and the second phase is about the same, 14 kilometers actually, because it's a 27-kilometer rail line. So the second phase, at the time that we did the commissioning, Mr. Governor actually signed the contract for the second phase of the Blue Line. So the vision is that in the next, with all the preparatory work that's gone on, they've done some clearing. That phase will also start this year. The second phase of the Blue Line will also start this year. And that's it.
You said something earlier that I'd noted down before the start of the show, and that's pricing. What is it going to be, the pricing? What is it going to be like? Do you have something that you can share on that?
So what we expect is that we've done a lot of surveys. We've done market surveys. We've looked at where we are in terms of public transportation in Lagos now. We've also had to pragmatically look at cost of operation. And all of that, we are getting the results of all of our surveys, and we're at the point where by the end of this month, we will be able to come to a definitive place as to what the cost of the train journey or the ride will be from at least from Marina to Mau 2. By the end of April, we will make that public. Because right now the consultants are doing all the permutations and combinations to be certain that we have a price that is pocket-friendly for Lagosians, but also ensure that the operation will be fully funded and actually would be able to maintain and operate the system. What we don't expect is to be hugely different from whatever Lagosians are paying right now for that journey, i.e. between National Test or between Marina and Mau 2.
Indeed. If you're just joining us, you're welcome. We're talking the rail infrastructure in Lagos. We've been talking about the blue rail line. But engineer, please, let's talk about the railway line. What's the update on that, and what axis of Lagos will that pass through?
Okay, so the red line is the second line that Lagos City is currently, through Lamata, implementing. And what we must say about this one is that on the red line, we have collaborations. So the red line will travel along the existing Lagos-Ibadan rail line that is built. And it will go from Agbado, which is actually a suburb in Ogun State, all the way to Oyinbo Fora. It's a 38-kilometer rail line, and yet again, Lagos is building it in phases. So the first phase of the red line will go from Agbado, like I said, to Oyinbo. The full length of it will go all the way to Marina. So for the red line, we have 8 stations that's being built by the state. We have Agbado, Iju, Agege, Ikeja, Oshodi, Mushin, Yaba, and Oyinbo. What to note with this one is that it's actually a rail system that interfaces or integrates with the Lagos-Ibadan rail line. So if you're coming from Ibadan and you want to enter Lagos or even Ogun State, you alight at Agege, which is our interchange station. Okay. And from Agege, you'll then be able to access the Ikeja, Oshodi, Mushin, Yaba, and Oyinbo rail train station. What this does is it gives easy access for those who are coming from that axis into Lagos. And what we can see that will bring to us will be a huge relief and relief for traffic in that axis. That axis of Lagos is hugely congested, and this rail system will go a long way in ensuring that we reduce congestion. The vision for the state is to have an integrated intermodal transport system and the ability to have all of these stations, for instance, in Agege, in Ikeja, in Oshodi, we interface with bus system. So when you get off a train system, you can continue your journey with the buses and move on. We have the same on the Blue Line. So for Lagos, Lagos is well planned when it comes to transportation. We have started to look at it, and from that perspective, we will say that the strategic transport master plan that we have speaks to this intermodal integration that I'm talking about, because really, literally all of the stations, we have a good level of connectivity with the buses, and in some of them, we have connectivity with the water transportation as well. And the vision is to make it possible for you in Lagos to use public transport without the need for your vehicles. And what that means then is that we all then have choices, and the whole perspective of living and being comfortable to move from one place to the other is that you have choices, you have options. And the one option that the state is aiming to give you is the option to not sit in traffic, but to use public transportation.
Right. We'll come to cost in a moment, but before then, let's talk about infrastructure. Infrastructure security, to be very precise. We've seen the other rail services where people vandalize the track and all of that, cut away infrastructure. We've seen them being caught as well. You know, in some instances, we've seen them, you know, to have gotten away with their criminal activities. What's the plan like to secure this massive infrastructure that we've been talking about?
Okay, so thank you for that question. What I one thing I say about security is that with regard to security, you can constantly update your system and you constantly update your position based on things that are happening around you. So from for the blue line and indeed the red line when it does come on stream, what we have are CCTV cameras all along our rails, our tracks, all within our stations. We have control rooms that allow us to see what's happening that will be manned in every station. And we have a central control room that will see all of the stations as well as the tracks. We will have detection system as you enter into the train station, but you won't notice it. Because the system would be most unintrusive. It wouldn't be like what you have with the airport, for instance, where you have to scan yourself and scan your baggage. Because this is a metro system must allow passengers to move and to process as many passengers as possible in a minute, because the whole vision is to move people quickly. But we have devised a system that allows you to move into as you move into the train station, you would have been scanned without you being aware of it. And if there's a challenge, our man guards on the train station will approach you and have conversations with you. Now, part of what we will also have is that we're working very closely with Lagos State Neighborhood Watch, and we will also work with the Lagos State Task Force to ensure that we are able to apprehend anybody who has committed an offence on our system. But also with the Lagos State Neighborhood Watch, what we're trying to do is to have people travel on our system without being noticed, with the mindset that when you travel amongst the passengers, you get a feel for what is going on. You can probably sense somebody is acting a bit dodgily or whatever. So there's so many things that we have to keep doing. And honestly, we can never say that we've done all of what we need to do. We will constantly review our security position to ensure that we're doing the best we can to ensure the security of life as well as the infrastructure that we've implemented. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've learned is you mentioned the tracks being cut. So what we are doing is installing a BRD system, a broken rail detection system, that allows you to know if there is a portion of your track that's been cut. It sends a signal to the train driver, and the train driver will actually stop before it gets there. What that will do is, whilst I cannot, if for whatever reason I've had an intrusion into my infrastructure and they've actually managed against all of the security systems that I have to cut my train or my track, I will ensure that I do not get a derailment. So you continue to work, and we will continue to look at and review the security system on a regular basis to ensure the safety of really of people and the infrastructure.
And General Bimbola, we'll take a break at this juncture, but we'll come back to this same conversation of derailment and repairs and maintenance much later on when we return. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay with us. Lagos, we'll be right back.
.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It is 8:33 from our studios this morning, Lagos. If you're just tuning in, you're welcome to the Morning Crossfire. We're left with less than 30 minutes of the show. And please come along because we'll eventually come and get your thoughts on our conversation this morning. We're looking at the rail infrastructure in Lagos. And I have joining me on the show this morning, the Managing Director of Lagos Metropolitan Area Transport Authority, LAMATA, Mrs. Abimbola, Engineer Abimbola Akinjo. And by the way, let me tell you something again about her. She's the first female and third managing director of the agency, over 16-year-old transport planning, implementing, regulating, franchising authority. She succeeded Engineer Abiodun Dabiri. She's also a chartered civil engineer, both in the UK and Nigeria, with 30 years post-qualification experience. She's gained substantially in the design and delivery of major transport, both rail and road infrastructure projects. Engineer, thank you again for joining us on the show today.
Thank you very much, Ben, for having me.
Before the break, we were talking about, you know, the infrastructure security and all of that, and you've explained that quite clearly. But another thing that I would love for us to speak to is, in case that same infrastructure now needs to be done, what are the palliative measures that you know, you'll be put in place? Because I know in London they have rail replacement buses, whatever there is, and they have this regular maintenance and regular repairs going on every now and again. And when they have all of these, they have these palliatives that they put in place for their passengers. What's the plan for Lagos?
Okay, so thank you for that question. The first thing to say is that regular maintenance and palliative systems on railway systems will usually and generally be done out of operational hours. World over, that's what you do. So once you, especially where you don't run a 24-hour train service, for which we will not run for now.
Okay.
And even in the UK that you mentioned, the majority of the maintenance, regular maintenance, will be done out of operational hours. So say your trains go off at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock, you will do maintenance between 1 and 4 o'clock, and then you clear the tracks and you're ready again for service in the morning. And that is also a system that we will employ. So we will always do our regular maintenance out of operational hours to ease the impact on the passengers. Now, if for any reason we have to do, and what you're referring to, usually it's major maintenance works that will lead to you shutting down a rail system.
Mm-hmm.
When we have to do that sort of maintenance or repair work, if you look at the Blue Line, for instance, along the Blue Line also, we have a BRT line. There's a BRT bus lane,
okay,
all along that corridor.
Okay.
So therefore, for us, we will be utilizing the BRT buses as our replacement transportation option for the people. When I spoke the last time, I spoke to the fact that the whole vision here is to give Lagosians choices. And in that, hopefully we'll provide enough infrastructure and enough transportation opportunities that will help you choose the public transport system as a game, using your own cars. So in that sense, the Blue Line is well equipped and well prepared for an alternative for when we have to do that major maintenance work.
Before we move on to costing, there's one other aspect of the operations that I would love for us to touch on. We didn't exactly touch on it, and that is the payment mode. What's going to be the payment for those listening right now who don't know how they're going to be? Is there a cash option?
Okay, so there will be no cash option on the train system. If you all of Lagos State's regulated bus services right now, we are using the carry card. So this is our payment mode on regulated bus and ferry services in Lagos State.
Mm.
That card is a carry card, which you can load even online. You can load it at a station. We're now trying to also ensure that you can get into certain shops and you will be able to top up your carry card. And the vision is you don't have to get to a station before you can top up.
Mm.
So the payment for the rail system, as is for all regulated buses and ferry services, is using the carry card.
Indeed. Now, let's take a few calls, then we'll come to the other questions. Now, Lagos, if you've got questions for my guest, this is the time to chime in. Let's hear you. 01-277-0993, 277-1993, 277-2993, and 277-3993. Or just call the smart number, 0700-993-993-993. If you're a female, we've got a female-only line for you. And that number is 01-465-7190. That is 01-465-7190. If you're in the diaspora and you'd like to chime in as well, feel free. Our Skype is right there available to you for use. That's Skype ID is Nigeria Info FM. That's a Skype ID. Let's jump on this call. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, Sharif.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this Friday from Ibeleri.
Welcome.
Sharif, I want to know. She said that the second phase will be taken off from Alakeja to Okoko Michael. Then what happened between my two and Alakeja? Does that mean that there will be low train line between my two and Alakeja? Then my second question, since this is stopping at Okoko Michael, what happened to we that live in Badagry? Are we expecting the top phase from Okoko Michael to Abara Okwa for all there will be low train line from Okoko to Badagry?
Okay.
That is my question to Friday, this morning.
Friday,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Friday. Engineer?
Okay, so sorry. And the gentleman is very correct, and I apologize. We actually start from Festac.
Okay.
So it's Festac, Alakeja, Volkswagen, Trade Fair, Lasu, and Okoko Michael. So my apologies. That was me putting my cart before my horse. So, yes, there is no breaking line.
Okay.
We will be going from Maltu all the way back to Okoko Michael.
Okay. Yeah.
Just where I reeled off the station.
Mm.
My own apology.
Mm. He also mentioned whether, yeah.
With regard to going to Badagry, for now, that is an extension that is within the plan, but the immediate extension that we're doing is all the way to Okoko Michael. That is a future position that Lamata is looking at. Now, like I said, we have a strategic transport master plan, and what we do every 5 years or so, we update that plan.
Okay.
And in fairness, this year we're due to update that plan. And transport infrastructure is informed by a need and also what the population is like in those areas.
Oh, yeah.
So the position that we are in now, we've gotten to Okoko Michael. Mm. Obviously, when we do the next phase of updating the plan, I know that we've been looking at the possibility of extending the rail line, but it obviously must be driven by demand.
All right. Let's take another call then. Good morning to you. Good morning. Hello? Yes, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please.
Yeah. I want everybody under the sound of my voice to just quickly go to Google and type Lagos Blue Rail Line and then equally type Ethiopian Light construction. This is 16 years that Lagos is building a 7-kilometer rail line until now it's still not functional. I was a student in year one when that construction started in Lagos, and for today, and it's still under construction. Less than half of the entire line has been completed. Because from what I have in Wikipedia showing me about Lamata is that they have done about 13 kilometers. That's from Marina to...
That's a phase one,
and
yes.
And it's still not functional. And then you have your guest trying to defend a video that was taken directly underneath the rail line where people were pushing train backwards. And then she's telling me it's mischief makers. Like, it's not true. Let me tell you something, Sheriff. I respect you as a journalist. Yeah. Sometimes I compare you with the likes of Sheun Oribaloyi.
Go straight to the point, quickly. What's your point? Quickly. Hello? Oh, yeah, his call dropped. Engineer, did you get his concern?
Yes, I heard his concern. And just for the avoidance of doubt, the position is we have done half of it. And yes, it has taken the length of time it's taken. But anybody that understands the complexity of the project that we have delivered will know that the time, while some of it will be can be said to be attributable to funding, there has also been huge complexities on this project. And world over, you will see that the implementation of rail lines do not take, it will not take 2 years, it will not take 3 years to complete. And sometimes I always say to people that when you make comparisons, you can try what other clients in the world are doing. And I'm not talking about you going to make a comparison between an intercity rail and an intracity rail. This is a metro system in the middle of Lagos that has gone over water, and we've had all sorts of challenges. But speaking to what he said about the pushing of the rail, of the train, I completely maintain my position. It is a ridiculous place to expect or to even imagine or think that you can push a train system. Like I said, for me, even what he said underneath the train, my track, you cannot. There was no train or no vehicle or no rolling stock underneath the track. What the picture shows is something on the track, and we have spoken to the contractors and we know exactly what happened there. And under no circumstance are we doing maintenance and people pushing it. Those who want to. Who choose to believe in mischief making, they can continue. But all of us in Lagos who are interested in development, we will continue in that.
Indeed. Let me take this Skype caller, Radio Mouth. Radio Mouth, hi. How are you doing?
Indeed.
Hi, Sheriff.
Yes, please. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Canada. I go with the name Radio Mouth.
Welcome.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, good morning to the guest. First of all, I want to thank you for managing such a very high project. You know, a lot of people that, you know, see the kind of work you do don't appreciate what you do so far. But the show started with a very important question from Sheriff. Like the last caller said, Ma, I don't think you've answered that question correctly, because there is a footage. I just watched the footage 2 minutes ago.
Hold on, Radio Mouth. Hold on. Engineer, can you hear him?
No, I can't.
Can't hear him? Let me see. What can we do? Okay, let's do this. You would hear him in a moment. Radio Mouth, continue speaking.
Hello, Ma, can you hear me? Hello?
Can you hear him now?
Not really. Maybe you can listen and paraphrase.
I think you can just pass my question.
Okay. Go on.
Okay. I live in a city that is highly dependable on rail, you know, the railways and the rail channels and all that. Intra-city. And a lot of times when there are challenges with the railway, can you hear me?
Go on, Radio Mouth. Please go on.
Yeah, we get messages and they say, oh, there's a problem with the railway. Don't take this particular route, please take this particular route, or there'll be a delay or blah, blah. These things happen. She hasn't answered the first question, and that is a very important aspect to build trust with the people. Now, how do you expect people to want to get on the railway when you haven't even answered a simple question that has footages? It doesn't look like AI. It doesn't look like it was done by Marvel Studios. It was a real-life footage. People were behind this train. So were they taking selfies? What were they doing? We need answers.
Okay.
And she's beating around the bush.
All right, Radio
Mouth.
If these
things happen, she should just tell us that, oh, this is what happened, and maybe some people were just being, you know, overzealous or something. Just answer the question.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate that. Basically, he wasn't satisfied with your response to the trending video.
Sorry?
He wasn't satisfied with your response to the trending video earlier. Basically. To put it... simply.
Okay. The only thing I would say is that in Lagos or for La Mata, the position is that And it's not a position that is based on anything. It's a position that's based on fact.
Okay.
We are continuing to do testing. The trending video is talking about people pushing the train and it's not working. Well, people are on the train this morning. Every day that we said that we're going to be running a testing service, we're continuing to run that testing service. Not one day have we not run it. And we have not had an issue with any of our rolling stock. In fact, the engineers who we procured the rolling stock from, or the engineers from the company that we procured the rolling stock from, they're with us still. Because they have to oversight the testing process. So I really don't understand when people say that. Because I look at it, I myself looked at that video and I couldn't believe it. Because if it's not that we are seeking to make mischief, I don't know how you can think three people or four people can push a train. Three people cannot push my BRT bus, and that's a fact. So we get to the point where if we want to be skipped in this position of I'm looking for what is wrong as against let us move forward, then we will always find something to complain about. But that position, in fact, I had to, what was most worrying for me was to determine who was on the track.
Indeed. Let me Sorry. Go. Are you with us? Are you here, ma'am?
Sorry, I think my ear pressed something on my phone. So what was more significant for me was being certain of who those people were. And that's why the contractor was made to go and investigate. And they came back to me very clearly that it was their people and they were in the process of doing what, moving things around, and maybe they were hopping around. And that is a fact. And you can, you know, you can flog this forever, but the point still remains. Are we testing? Yes, we are. Have we stopped? No, we haven't. And really and truly, I don't know what else Lagos expects. The position must be, are we functional? Are we testing? Are we continuing to test? And that we're doing, and we have not stopped. Not once.
Let me quickly talk to you about costs. The speaker, initial speaker that is called dropped, I think, mentioned that in passing, and quite a number of things have been said about that. What can you tell us about it?
Okay, so the one thing I always say about the cost of rail, a lot of us, in making comparisons, we should please ensure that we compare like for like. And that's a very crude example is if you want to build a house and you say to me, oh, I built my house for 500 naira. How can you say you built your house?
Hello? We've lost your... Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay. So like I was saying, we must learn to compare apples with apples and not compare things that have no comparison, or at least it is not a parallel position. So the cost of rail world over depends on what you're doing. Number of stations along your track, how densely populated your city or where you are building that track is, and also what is the condition of the soil or the subsoil in terms of thinking about the foundations for it. And I make a very quick comparison. World over, metros in any city will cost you anything from $60 million per kilometer to whatever, over $100 million per kilometer. And I want to make a quick comparison that is actually very similar to Lagos. This rail system in Dakar, which is Bangladesh, was opened on the 28th of December.
Okay.
It has about 12 stations. It is 20 kilometers long, and it costs $2.8 billion. So when the city, but this one, the reason I'm making this as a comparison is because it's very similar to us. It's elevated through very, very densely populated parts of the city.
Okay.
And what that speaks to is what is usual. We are going to have to do a number of resettlements. And so therefore, this particular rail system costs over $1 million per kilometer. Now, our rail system has cost us between, I think it's $45 to $50 million per kilometer. For what we have, it's a fantastic price. All over the world, rail systems, metro systems, will cost you a lot more than that. And that position has been espoused by all sorts. Well, anyone who understands the implementation of a metro system, and we must be clear, not a rail that goes from Djibouti to Addis Ababa, like we've been compared to, 700 and something kilometers, that run through uncultivated areas and the number of different. So therefore, if you look in the West, it's a lot more expensive. In the UK, it costs you anything from 90 million per kilometer. In America, it's even more expensive. So, but I deliberately chose Dakar because they have a situation like ours. That's in Bangladesh. That also was their first rail system, their first metro system. And that they started in 2012. They opened it in December. They've done 3 months of testing where they've gone from the beginning to the end. So somehow we know that Lagos is not too far from what the world is doing. And I think from my perspective, I'm very comfortable with the price for which this particular rail line has been implemented, comparing it to what obtains all over the world, so long as we're comparing it with a metro system.
Let's wrap it up with funding. What was the funding like? Because I understand that it was pretty hard to get funding for this.
So, I mean, I think this is another thing that Lagos State must be commended for. We're the only sub-national, and I think this is world over, that's building a rail line. And all of this has been funded by Lagos State. So the final funding has been gotten via the DCRR funding mechanism that the CBN has made possible through three major banks that have supported us. So the funding has come out of Lagos, out of their own finances, their own IGR, and that is how Lagos has funded this. And Lagos is on the move, and we will continue. The vision of Mr. Governor is to continue to develop Lagos in line with these sorts of major developments. Because when we have a transportation system that functions, then the economy of Lagos will continue to grow. And what I will say is that I invite Lagosians who are interested in us moving forward to just work with us. At this point in time, we need to understand that for us, Lagos has funded this out of its own pocket. Regardless of whether we say that it's a loan or whatever, Lagos will have to pay back. And we're the only sub-national that's done this. And the real system is there. We can see it's working. And we're testing. And we will complete that testing, and we will begin to carry passengers. That is a promise, and that's a promise that will be kept.
All right. Quick one before we go, Engineer Bimbola. So we've heard about the blue rail line. We've heard about the red. But Lagos is such a cosmopolitan state that we're supposed to have. I've not seen the Strategic Transportation Master Plan. I've not seen it. I don't know what it looks like. But if you look at how Lagos is, you would think that would have rail lines cutting across some major areas of Lagos. The Lekki-Epe axis is one axis that one would have thought that, yeah, we should have, you know, a train service running through this axis, you know, maybe right from Marina all the way to Ekpe or something like that. Is there any plan or the master plan that looks like that?
So if you look at our master plan, we have six rail lines, six metro lines and one monorail. So we've mentioned the red and the blue. And there's also the green line that goes from Marina to the Lekki Free Trade Zone. We have the orange line that goes from Agboa, which is in Ikorodu, to Ikeja. We have the yellow line that goes from Ota to National Theatre. And we have the purple line that goes from Owe to Lasu and winds through all of that, I mean, Limoshua area, Gege, Baja, and stuff. And the most important thing about these is that you have connectivity between the rail lines.
Right.
So the green line will connect to the red and the blue at Marina. The purple line will connect to the blue at Lasu. The yellow line will connect with the blue at National Theatre. The orange line that goes from Agbawa to Ikeja will obviously connect to the red line at Ikeja. So there's connectivity for right. the rail lines. There's right. obviously connectivity also for the buses, and there's connectivity for the water services. So there's connectivity in Marina, for instance. There's connectivity in for the water services in Mautu. And so the vision is to ensure that we have transportation systems that are intertwined that will allow Lagosians to travel, and that's what I said at the beginning, to travel on public transport without ever needing their cars.
This is quite delightful to hear, really, honestly. But my last question is, I know I keep coming up with these questions. My last question is, I mean, you, I'm sure you're aware of the signing of the bill to transfer rail services, operations, management, and all of that to states. And I'm glad that Lagos State had even, you know, jumped before that thing came into fruition, which is good. But is there a way that Lagos is talking to neighboring states to, in a way, have some kind of partnership? And having, you know, train services run. I know you mentioned Lagos Ogun State. You've also mentioned Lagos Ibadan, you know, the rail line and all of that. But how about other states where I'm saying this because of economy of the states. And, you know, when people live in or when people have businesses in Osun or Oyo or Ekiti, like farm and agri products that can easily be now moved to Lagos, you know, and then that increases the IGR of Lagos government, all that. Is there such a plan in the future?
Okay, so if you look at what we've done, even before, like you say, before this moving the railway into the concurrent list occurred, Lagos State has been very proactive. We've had excellent relationships with Ogun State, who have partnered with us excellently well. The governor of Lagos State and the governor of Ogun State signed a bilateral or some sort of relationship, a joint development relationship that ensures that we can develop together in ways that will benefit both states. So Agbado, for instance, that I'm talking about, actually, like I said, is in Ogun State. So we're starting to work with the state that borders us. But obviously, like you say, because of this bill now, it would be so much easier for states that are close together, clustered in the same areas, to relate with one another and ensure that we have development going through. So at least we know that they come through, and then at the border states, we all agree what we're doing. And I'm sure that that is always something that Lagos has been interested in. We've demonstrated that with the relationship we have with Ogun State, and obviously now with the easing of the rail being on the concurrent list, it will be that much easier to relate with other states around us.
Okay, I promise this is my last question.
This is the last.
This is the last one, I promise. What is the plan for people living with disabilities? Are this infrastructure going to be friendly to them? Do we have... will they have easy access to train stations? Do we have ramps that will make it quite easy for them?
Okay, so in every of our stations as we speak, we have catered for people living with disability. We have ramp access to our stations. We have elevator access within the station to the various floors. So we have what we call step-free access within the station itself. So every station has elevators so that if you're coming in with a wheelchair, you'll be able to get from one level to the other to be able to get onto the trains. We have tactile paving that assists the visually impaired to navigate around the station and its infrastructure. And obviously, we will continue to develop and to ensure that the needs of citizens living with disability will be met. In fact, we are preparing a test ride for persons and people living with disability to come on the rail system, because also what we want to do, we're setting, just like we had a session for journalists, we will have a session purely for persons living with disabilities, so we can take their feedback as well. With the infrastructure that we have, they will test it, they will ride on it, and they will tell us where, if any, that we're lacking and need to improve, and what their opinions are for the infrastructure that we've provided. So, yes, we've done a lot, and we will be testing it with the citizens.
9:15, I think it's a safe place to anchor. Engineer Abimbola Akinjo, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Engineer Abimbola is the Managing Director of Lagos Metropolitan Area Transport Authority, LAMATA. She joined us on the show today. Many thanks to her and her team. Lagos, that's our show today. Thank you all for being a part of it. It's an extended morning crossfire. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll be speaking with the NMA, because we have the World Health Day coming up on Friday. So we'll be speaking with the NMA tomorrow on the state of the health sector in Nigeria. That also promises to be really, really engaging. I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Bye for now.